plan. If the patient has significant tumor burden with impending disease-related trouble, I will be in favor of nivolumab, you know, in this particular setting. But this patient also, you know, has prior liver transplant, so that was not the issue.
Prior liver, oh, that's a good point. Would that mean you won't, under any circumstance, give a checkpoint inhibitor, or would you do it?
I have not, Neil. I'm obviously a very cautious person in this regard. I think the literature is still relatively limited. How do we apply checkpoint inhibitor for patients undergoing liver transplantation? But if you look at the literature so far, there are definitely cases reported for patients with prior liver transplant on immunosuppressants, got exposed to checkpoint inhibitor, and get acute graft failure, sometimes, you know, leading to death. So I think, you know, I'm still, you know, on the cautious side not to expose these patients to checkpoint inhibitor.
But am I correct in saying there also have been people with transplants on immune suppression who got checkpoint inhibitors who didn't lose their...
There are definitely cases like that as well, Neil. So I think, you know, we have a lot to learn how to really, really, you know, think very selectively whether there will be patients who receive liver transplant but who may still potentially benefit from PD-1 without excessive toxicity. But there's really no easy way to tease out, you know, who are those potential population right now. So I think, you know, I'm personally still incredibly cautious, you know, not to jump ahead.
Yeah, totally understandable.
Yeah.
So now this lady, when she went on regorafenib, she had been receiving sorafenib at 200 BID. What dose did you use regorafenib?
I cautiously started her at 80 milligram, the half dose. I think, again, this is, you know, falling into the same paradigm that I mentioned earlier. I think starting this lady at a lower dose, you're not going to jeopardize anything. If anything, you will improve the drug exposure for this patient so that she will have a higher chance getting on regorafenib for a longer period of time.
So it looks like she's only been on like for a month or so.
Yeah, she's tolerating okay, but I started to see the trend of AIP going down already.
Really?
Yeah. Very. Only after several weeks. Yeah, the AIP is already trending down. Yeah.
Huh. And she's tolerating it well?
She's tolerating the 80 milligram reasonably well, but I'm not actually escalating her yet. I like to see her doing well a slightly longer.
I'm going to follow up with you about her too, because she kind of sounds like she might be going in the right direction too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Subsequent to this interview, on August 16, 2018, the FDA approved lenvatinib for first-line treatment of patients with unresectable hepatocellular carcinoma. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Hepatocellular Carcinoma Update.